So when the person goes up to the Sefer Torah for the Aliyah, as we spoke about the proper way to say the brachas, it's important for the person to know that during the Kriyas HaTorah, a person should be standing. So the oila should be standing. He should not be leaning on the bima. We spoke about also there's questions in general talking about leaning on the bima. It's an attachment of kedusha. A person should not be using it for his personal benefit to lean on the bima. But a person should not be leaning on the bima. He should be standing. Should be standing during the Kriya. The person who's the oila should be standing during the Kriyas HaTorah. The oila is supposed to say along with the balkare, with the person who's leaning, with the balkriya. The oila is supposed to say along with him, word for word, from the Sefer Torah. The Shulchan Aruch's language in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, if the person, I don't want to read you the language, it's important that you hear it. Shulchan Aruch says, Sarach Ulikris Imashatz, the person has to read together with the one who's reading from the Sefer Torah, the Shatz, the Sheikh of the Tiber, because if he does not read with the one who the Shulchan Aruch says, if the Arla does not read with the Balkare, his bracha will be a bracha levatala. Also, Sarach Likrois Benachas, but he should read it quietly. He shouldn't have a problem if he's reading out loud. The Tiber has to hear the Kriya. And the Gemara says in Megillah that if two people are saying something at the same time, it's hard to hear it. So you can't hear when two people are saying something at the same time. So we do not want him saying it out loud, thereby preventing the tzibur from hearing what they have to hear. But he must read along. And the Shulchan Aruch says he can read along so quietly, shel yashmir la'ozav, even it's so quiet that he doesn't even hear it himself what he's saying. But he's actually mouthing the words. But he's not even saying it loud enough that he himself can hear it. And the Mishabur, and then the Ramos says it can be loud enough that he hears it himself, but it should not be louder than that. The goal over here isn't to say it loud enough that other people could hear it. The goal is to say it loud enough that he himself can hear it, according to the Ramos. According to Shulchan Aruch, even so quiet that he himself cannot hear it, but he must actually say the words. And if he does not say the words, the Shulchan Aruch says it's considered a bracha levatala. The Bir Halacha raises a question that the Ramos in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes says our minhag is to give an aliyah to a person who's an Am HaOretz who can't read. And our minhag is to give an aliyah to a person who's a Suma who can't read from the Sefer Torah. How do we do that? We rely on a concept known as Shermeya Ka'ona. If I hear somebody else saying for me, it's as if I have said it myself. A person hears Kiddush Friday night. How does he hear Kiddush Friday night? He's not saying the Kiddush. He's just hearing it. You have a mitzvah to say Kiddush. Shemaya ta'ina. Well, the same thing over here, that the Shliach Tzibur is being mighty the oila with the concept of Shemaya ta'ina. So why does the Ramah say over here that even though you do not say along, it's not considered a bracha levatala because Shemaya ta'ina. So this is the Bir Halacha's question in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. The Bir Halacha says that it's a machlokes as well as Shemaya ta'ina can apply over here. And therefore, in this situation where we have an option, we are not going to rely on Shemaya Ka'ina. A person who will never get an aliyah his whole life because he's an Am HaOretz or because he's a Suma, and therefore he'll be embarrassed. Because of the situation of embarrassment, we rely on the concept of Shemaya Ka'ina to allow him to get an aliyah. Now, one place where this applies to all of us is, let's say a person gets an aliyah, he's in the middle of davening, he's in the middle of Berachos Kriyas Shema, and he gets called up to go to the Sefer Torah. So the law is, he should not be called up during Berachos Kriyas Shema, but if he is, he's supposed to go up. The Gabbai did not realize he's in the middle of Berachos Kriyas Shema. There was a Kayan, let's say, he's only Kayan on the shul. The Gabbai said, Kayan, calls him up. He's in the middle of Berachos Kriyas Shema. He came late. So the law is over there, he does go up. He says the brachas on the Sefer Torah. He does not read with the Baal Kriya. The situation where he's in the middle of Berachos Kriyas Shema, he says the bracha before, he says the baruchu and the bracha before, and the bracha afterwards, but in this situation, he relies on Shemaya Ka'ina, not to be mastic any more than he has to in the middle of his Berachos Kriyas Shema, and he does not read along with the Balkare. So there's one exception where even for all of us, we do not read along with the Balkare. So this concept of the Ramah does apply to us. Baruch Hashem, we're not Amaratzim, we're able to read, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. We're not dealing with somebody who's a Suma, but there's a situation we were also going to rely on the Suma of Shemaya Ka'ina. Have a good morning.